There was an Austrian scientist once who was fascinated by snowflakes. And what he used to do is take a black felt tablet and go outdoors when it snowed in the Alps. And he would rush inside and take pictures of snowflakes. And what his research showed, that after thousands and thousands of pictures, he could not find one snowflake the same as the other. This individuality in nature is reflected in individuals. And when we are young and growing, one of the revelations of youth is everybody doesn't think like me. Everybody doesn't see life the way I see it. Even in the same home, the same children don't see things the way. Talking with my siblings, we talk about the past and I wonder, was I in the same house, in the same room? They see things differently. And so in today's parable, when Jesus speaks about the Word of God and comparing it to a seed being sown in ground, and every ground is different. We are that ground. We hear the Word of God. We perceive it all a little differently. But the challenges are similar. When you receive the Word of God, you have to take care of it. Watch your heart, watch your soul, because you will be with yourself for the rest of your life. There is no place you can run to get away from yourself. That's why it's so important from the time we are young to take care of your conscience and to be honest with yourself and with your God. You don't have to tell everyone. You don't have to write a tell-all book. But what you should be doing is honestly looking at your life and saying, I have received this gift of the Word of God. Am I so busy because I don't want to face who I am? We have a habit of working to run away from our life. How often you see in the Gospels, Jesus, in spite of his busy assignment to save the world, he takes time by himself and with his apostles to go, as the scriptures say, to a quiet place and pray. There was a book that once came out with the title, My Life is Too Busy Not to Pray. Because you have to stop and think, why am I living? To work? To eat? To produce? To talk? Or to find out and love my God, myself, and my neighbor? So that's why it's so important, even today, during the Služba Božja, if you notice when we bring the gifts of bread and wine out, the priest symbolically carrying them in our name, we go Mihirovimil, and then in there we go Shakoye Nenizhiteshke Vitkladim Pechar. Let us lay aside all earthly cares. They will be there when you return. But shouldn't you care foremost and first about the seed of the gospel which was planted in your life? Take time today, breathe, and think about the gift that God gave you when he called you to be a believer, when he gave you the gospel. And if your life is very, very busy, then you have to take time out to pray, or else your life will be taken from you and you will wake up and you will say, I worked and I worked, but who was I and what should I have done? Pray today. Your life and the commandment about keeping the Lord's Day holy is for us not to forget that we are the most important person that needs to be taken care of before we can give ourselves to anyone, including our God. Slava Isusu Christu!